on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And plenty of it made. Another commission hearing, January 6th commission hearing, set to air today. But before we get to that, we're going to Arizona. Arizona has a governor race coming up in November. The Republican candidate, the leading Republican candidate, endorsed by Donald Trump, is a woman named Carrie Lake, K-A-R-I Lake, like in Lake Michigan. Carrie Lake was a TV anchor in the Phoenix area. That's a big market. She used to be on the air, and that's about all she's being used to, other than being submissive and subservient to Donald Trump. She said a lot of outrageous things, but one caught my eye. She just said it yesterday. Carrie Lake said that if she is elected governor, she will, quote, ignore federal gun laws, end quote. She said it in reaction to the debate in the Senate over a watered-down, pale imitation gun bill that doesn't do anything to keep assault weapons off the street, but Chris Murphy of Connecticut and some other Democrats say, well, at least a start. It hasn't passed yet. It hasn't passed the House yet. It still has to go before the whole Senate. But even that, Carrie Lake, egged on by Trump, said that she will ignore federal gun laws if she is governor. Now, let's think about that for a second. Under the Constitution, and under 200 and more years of Supreme Court precedent, federal laws trump state laws. If there's a conflict between federal and state law prevails for a simple reason. We're 50 states. If you had them acting like 50 different countries, we wouldn't come together as the United States. That's why we have a Congress. That's why even small states like Wyoming, with 500,000 or 600,000 people, have two senators. California, with 40 million people, has two senators. So they get to even out in the Senate, in the House. It's based on population. But you get your say as a state in the Congress on federal laws. Federal laws supersede state law. Simply a matter of the Constitution and law in general. When a governor says that she will not enforce, in fact, she said she'll ignore federal gun laws, that is an unlawful statement. But let me tell you legally how that teases out. Let's unpack that. How does that work out? Missouri did something similar in their legislature. Legislature passed a resolution saying that they weren't going to observe federal gun laws. Now, what are federal gun laws? There aren't many of them. I'll tell you, one of them is machine guns are outlawed. Another one is nuclear weapons are outlawed in private hands. So are chemical weapons. So are stingers and javelins. Stingers are shoulder-held missile launchers or truck-mounted missile launchers that can take down an airplane up to 5,000 feet. And a javelin is the same thing that can take out a tank. Assault weapons, unfortunately, are now legal federally. They were not in 1994. But that law only lasted 10 years. It expired in 2004. It also requires background checks in gun stores. So what is Carrie Lake saying? Carrie Lake is saying that it is legal to have a machine gun in Arizona. The guy who owns the machine gun will go to prison. And if Carrie Lake so much as conspires with him, encourages him directly, talks to him about it, rather than simply shoot her mouth off in a speech, she will go to prison as a co-conspirator in federal court. If she thinks that people in Arizona can have shoulder-held missile launchers so that they can rent an apartment near the Phoenix Airport, Sky Harbor, and shoot down commercial planes coming in, whoever even thinks about doing that is going to prison. And if I were a federal judge, I would require very, very little connection between Carrie Lake and that individual to send her to prison, too. If a federal, if a federally licensed gun shop doesn't do a background check they're supposed to, the owner of that shop, possibly the clerk, will get in trouble and could go to prison. If they say, well, Carrie Lake said I could, that's worthless. That's worthless. Now, there's a flip side to this. There are major cities in this country, so-called sanctuary cities, who say they won't enforce federal immigration laws. Milwaukee's one of them. Now, what do they mean when they say that? Some will not cooperate with federal law enforcement by disclosing people arrested even for felonies who are not legally in the country or undocumented. I think that's wrong. I think you absolutely cooperate with the federal government. Now, right now, there is no law that says, no federal law that says they have to cooperate in that sense. But if Congress ever passed a federal law that said they did, and local officials didn't do it, they would be breaking the law. They would be prosecuted. The law is blind. The point is that states should not ignore federal laws. They cannot ignore federal laws. This candidate, Carrie Lake, in Arizona, is not competent to be governor. She was a TV anchor. Frankly, Rebecca Clayfish was a TV, I think a weekend anchor, a morning anchor. WSN-TV, Channel 12 in Milwaukee, a great television station, but no one knew that she had political ambitions. And frankly, when she was there, she was seen as sort of moderate to liberal. And there's a suspicion in my mind that a lot of political posturing is just that. I have no idea what Rebecca Clayfish thinks now. Maybe she changed her mind over the years. But, you know, you have people, you have Rebecca Clayfish, Duchess of Foxconn. Duchess was a TV, I think, morning or weekend anchor for a while. Carrie Lake, an anchor. And they go, I should be governor. Well, no. What are you going to do as governor? What's your background? What do you know about finances? What do you know about tens of billions of dollars? What do you know about bidding on municipal projects, government projects? What are you going to do other than obey Trump? What are you going to do other than obey Trump? And Trump can't be obeyed because Trump has no ideology himself. Before Trump ran for president, he was a liberal Democrat. He was for gun control. And he was pro-choice for abortion, the right to an abortion. And so now he does what? He just goes 180, and these people fall in line, and they don't know what they're talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no ideology. Fascism has no ideology. That's one thing that's absolutely essential to understand. You know, communism has an ideology. Nazism had a racial ideology. But pure fascism, which at its core is what Nazism was, what Mussolini's party was, and frankly what Putin is, their only ideology is keeping the strong man in power by any means, including murder, torture, and suppression of all rights and all voting. Stalin, I'll say it again, wish I didn't have to keep saying it again, Stalin's dictum, Stalin killed 20 million people. He laughed. He said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And the Republican Party is drifting towards fascism Just as fog creeps in on little cat's feet, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It only has to creep in 6 states. It only has to creep in 6 states. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. And it doesn't matter what the rest of the country does, the other 44 states, because we know what Alabama is going to do. We know what New York's going to do. But gimlet-eyed thin men with thin briefcases slink into these states one document at a time, one legislator at a time. And fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. And Carrie Lake is sort of lumbering in on fairly large feet, quite frankly. Large feet. Carrie Lake, I mean, I'm not going to obey federal gun laws. Excuse me. Excuse me. If you do not like federal gun laws, fine. I respect your right to your opinion. Everybody calls in the show with all kinds of opinions, and I put them on. And if they try to get on any other show, a right-wing show, they throw them right off. They'd grill them. If they didn't like what they said, they'd throw them off. I don't throw them off. But you tell you what, if there's a federal law, you obey it, Carrie Lake. It's your no business being governor of Arizona or anywhere else. The lines are alive. I see you. Do not hang up. We're going to go to a short break. I have no choice. Coming back after the break, 844-967-2789. I'll get right to the lines right after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.